blessed to have the Word of God at this time. Hope everyone have the Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have your Bibles. Amen. Don't bring your Bible at this time. Amen. Without any further ado, a brother who I've been had the pleasure to work with for now, 16 years. Amen. Elder Nicholson, all the pastor, of course. Thank God. The glory of God is working the ministry, and everyone is here according to God's purpose. So we just thank God for the Word of God. Without any further ado, the Word of God is coming forth now through the medium, through the vessel of Deacon Howard Gavin. Amen. For Deacon Howard Gavin, as he brings forth now what the gospel of the grace of God, Deacon Howard Gavin. Amen.
Let's receive amen again. Hallelujah. Without him, we can do nothing. So join me in a word of prayer that we might, amen, receive help in this hour of need, which is enlightenment, understanding. Dear and blessed Lord, our God and our Father, again we come before you saying thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for salvation so full and so wonderfully free. For you have graced it unto us, O Lord. Cause our hearts to be glad and rejoicing and joyful therein, in that fact. We ask your blessing, Lord, on every friend visiting our presence, and, Lord, those of thine throughout this earth and on the web broadcast, whom you have caused and do cause to look in unto these truths that you have given us enlightenment and cause us, Lord, to receive the mystery truth. Bless us, Lord God, in these, my God, truths that you have given unto the Apostle Paul, the mystery that was hidden ages and generations from them. And now, Lord, reveal unto us, the church, the body of Christ, our truth, our gospel. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Bless your servant now as we speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We are going to continue, as Elder Liverman continue in differentiating the Gospels and the Covenants. Amen. We will continue in God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. And as an alternate title, we would say God's absolute right in having chosen some to salvation and having rejected others. Don't you worry, we're going to prove it scripturally. Amen. God's sovereignty. Sovereignty means his absolute right in choosing some. God's absolute right as creator of everything, the visible and the invisible. And while I'm going through this, I want you to take a moment and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, our text verses. Ephesians chapter 1, and we intend to deal with verses 1 through 7. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, proposedly. So God's absolute right, having created everything, having called everything that is into being, visible and invisible, in election. Election. I don't know why. Well, yes, I do. It's ordained of God that Christendom, the church world at large in general, mostly reject the doctrine of election. Well, God chose Michael and Gabriel as elect and blessed angels, but he rejected Satan and he created him for the purpose of opposing him. And those other angels, Michael, Gabriel, and the elect angels, for serving, amen, him. So he elected some It means just that, choosing, choice, the act or instance of choosing. And just in choosing some, you of necessity rejecting others. God elected some to salvation. Salvation meaning this is the central thing of our existence. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Salvation meaning our eternal sonship positioning in the body of Christ. That's our abode. These bodies, this earth, what we are doing, who we are physically related to, who we are married to or not, our jobs, our finances, our likes, our dislikes, our endeavors, our aspirations, all temporary here. Our eternal abode is in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And let's see what the Word of God says about us. And I want you to notice these personal pronouns. Us and them. We and they. Notice these personal pronouns. Elder, if you have Ephesians chapter 1, as we usually do, read verses, you can read verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and then we will go to the interlinear Greek text. Now, we go to the interlinear Greek text because the writer has the Greek word above the English word. So if there is no Greek word to substantiate the English word, he makes a footnote that he is deviating. And we don't stop with the Greek interlinear. Well, you notice the Bible, what we call the New Testament, and in that portion of the Bible we call the New Testament, is the Grace Testament, that volume of truth that was delivered to the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church. Amen. We understand, praise God, that the Bible was not written in English. It was written in Greek. So if we want to get to the real crux of the matter, we go unto the language that the Bible was written into to get explanation of what God is saying unto his people. And this is why we interpret and we exegete according to the Greek text. Not to be, but because we are, and now that we are his, we want to know what the Lord is saying unto us in this day and time. All right, Elder, begin reading verse 1 and 2 from the King James Version.
Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse, King James translation. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
By the will of God.
By the will of God. He was not one of the 12. He came after them in manifestation as an apostle. Before that, he was a mean fellow, a Pharisee, a legalist, that was out to do in the name of Jesus. He couldn't get to Christ, so he tried to stamp out his name, the believing in him, through attacking his people, his beloved. He didn't know that all the time he was one of them, an apostle. That sounds kind of familiar to us in our lifetime. We didn't do some of the dastardly things, and we're not out to get people and do them in. But the tenor of our life, who'd have thunk that we belong to Christ? Amen. I didn't know that I belonged to him until he revealed himself to me. Otherwise, I did not know. and what's coming up, I definitely didn't know. Read on, Elder.
To the saints which are in Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
That's the only place we are faithful in Christ, and it's according to Him. Read.
Verse 2. Grace to you,
mm-hmm.
and peace from God our Father,
now you know,
and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now you know where your peace is. You know where it comes from. Grace, undeserved kindness, unmerited favor, no merit, grace, benefit, benevolent, grace, a gift is from God our Father. Amen. God is spirit, and we in our eternal essence are spirit. For by one spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one spirit were we all baptized spiritually into one body. That is our placement, the body of Christ. Amen. Israel's placement and those Gentiles that are joined in blessing unto Israel, their placement is the eternal earth. New Jerusalem is theirs. We're going to see what ours is. Elder, keep reading now from the Interlinear Greek text.
Verse 3. Interlinear Greek. Blessed the God and Father
mm-hmm.
of the Lord of us.
Now hold it, Elder. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us. Our Lord. He's our owner. He's our boss. He's our head. He's our life. He's our existence. We are members of His eternal spiritual body, manifested in time, temporarily, in bodies. Like as He took on a body for the suffering of death, God has from eternity decreed us in bodies for His will and purpose and the course that He has designated and assigned and designed for each of our lives. And it is different. So we can't look at another like Peter looked at John after the Lord had given him His orders. We can't look at another and say, why not me like them? Why can't I have what they have? Peter did that. When the Lord told him, say, follow me, Peter said, Lord, what about this man, speaking of John? He said, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? Follow me. Amen.
Yes.
Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us. Personal pronoun. Us, our Lord, our help, our hope, our life, our Savior. Read on, Elder. And He names Him, Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
The Lord of us, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The having blessed us.
Having blessed us.
With every blessing.
With. Now, let me bring out something right here. It's in the aorist tense. This having blessed is in what we call the aorist tense. I told you the Bible was not written in English. It was written in the Greek language. And according to the Greek grammar, one of the designations is aorist tense. It is a completed act in eternity. When was it completed? It was always completed. Now, if it was in time, it would have a beginning and an ending. A time that it began. But that would not be always. Aorist tense is a completed, finished, done act. And the only venue that could be is in eternity. All right, Ella. Having blessed us in each and every blessing. That word is singular. And it's not preceded by a definite article. Therefore, if it's singular and it's not preceded by a definite article, the or this, then it is interpreted each and every. My mother used to have a saying when we were kids. If she called us and we were wondering who she's talking about, she wanted all of us. She would say, every chicken picking one of you, come. I'm from the South. I guess you can tell. Amen. I know I look like from the North, but I'm from the South. Each and every, that meant every one of us come to her. Every blessing spiritual that is, we are the possessors and inheritors of it. God, our eternal Spirit Father, has blessed us eternally where our actual abode is. We were given bodies in the creation of time, manifested to manifest us in the seen, in the flesh. But we are eternal beings, called and sent to be in fleshly bodies for a time.
Yes.
Read on, Ella.
With every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ.
In the heavenlies. And we see where the heavenlies are. The heavenlies are in Christ. Amen. Unlimited blessings by our unlimited Father. Oh, hallelujah. So whatever you have or think you have, whether it's knowledge, resources, substance, lands, possessions, it is nothing. Not only is it temporary, it is nothing in comparison to that which we actually have eternally in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes. Amen.
So, if it moves from you, if it moves away from you, that's according to God.
Amen.
If you get more, that's according to God. The scripture tells us, in Thessalonians, that in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Praise be unto God. I'm going to say something that might turn your hair a different color. Even if we were in jail, give thanks. Paul wrote from prison to the saints and told them to rejoice. And if they didn't get it the first time, he said, again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Let me take that a step further. According to God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were delivered from the fiery furnace. According to God, Daniel was delivered from the mouth of the lions. According to God, the saints in the first century that were put into the arenas for sport to be torn apart by starved lions was according to God. The Apostle Paul going from prison to prison was according to God. Him having his head severed by and under the evil Emperor Nero was according to God.
Amen.
And you know where I'm going next. Your problems, your worst events, circumstances, whatever is also according to God. It is for his glory that we suffer. But this is not it. This is temporary. It is for our eternal glory. It worketh for us an eternal weight of glory. That's what God has designed and assigned. Temporary. 100 years. Temporary. $1 trillion. You the first trillionaire. Temporary. You the smartest person not only in your neighborhood, but in your city. Temporary. This is not it, and this is not ours. Ours is not here. We are having been blessed in each and every blessing, spiritual, in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. All right, now here is the verse that Christendom does not all go along with. Verse 4, Elder, from the interlinear Greek text.
Verse 4, interlinear Greek text.
Mm-hmm.
As he chose us in him.
As he chose us. As he chose us. It didn't say that he made the selection and then later on we did whatever we would do according to the denomination we were in, got in him. No, no. He chose us where, Elder?
In him.
In him.
Before.
Before.
Foundation of world.
Before. Foundation of creation of world. He chose us in him. We were secure. When we went through the gyrations on the mourner's bench, typically down south.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We were in him already. That was God's process in, amen, causing us to come to know him and experience him. That was process. That was not the actual. You were already his, you just didn't know it. When we got baptized in whatever name, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, we were already, according to Scripture, in him. We just didn't know it. That, again, was God's process in acquainting us with him and introducing us unto him. That was his process. Hallelujah. In causing us to come to know him. Then his word is here, the mystery truth, for us to learn that that was not our inception in Christ.
Yes.
We were chosen in him before creation.
Yes. Amen.
Before the heavenlies, amen, were created. Before the earth, the seas. And definitely before Brother Adam, we were chosen in him before creation. Amen.
Yes.
If you had never gone through that process that you went through, and some don't, if we were chosen in him before the creation of the world, that means before this, then that means the babe that was chosen in him before creation is in him, even though they did not walk down the aisle, even though they did not exemplify believing in him. The mentally incompetent, if we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, they don't have to come down and say, yes, I receive Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If the scripture is correct, and it's in the aorist tense, aorist indicative, we were chosen, picked out, selected in him. We, us, not all, not them, the world. All right. I'm going to stop. Go ahead. Finish that verse. Did you finish that verse, Elder?
No. And before the foundation of the world, to be us holy and unblemished,
right,
before him in love.
Now, that is what we call a present infinitive. To be holy. It gives it a future connotation. But it's a present infinitive. This simply means, holy means separated unto him by his choice. not dancing around and so-called getting the Holy Ghost with a long dress or nappy hair or a bland suit. It was his choice of us in him. We typically in the English put two in front of an infinitive, but that gives it a future inference. But this is a present infinitive. Right now separated. Right now sanctified. Right now holy or separated unto him. Present infinitive. And all the dirt we have done, thought, and wanted to do, the scripture says we are unblemished or unblameable before the Lord our God and our Father in love. In love. What's that? I was going to stop there, but go on with that next verse and start with in love.
Amen. Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
In love predestinate us.
Let me say this. You all know that the Bible was not, when it was originally written, it was not in chapters and verses.
Thank God.
The writers of the Bible were just writing, scripting. They didn't say this chapter and that chapter and verse 1, 2, no. That came from the translators in dividing the Bible. All right. In love what?
In love predestinating us.
Stop. All right, somebody can say, you sound just like Pastor. Oh, well. In love having predestinated us. That's in aorist tense. Aorist tense, again, is a completed act. Only place you can have a completed act where it's always completed is in the venue of completedness. And that's eternity. Time had a beginning, and everything in time had a beginning. We were placed in these, but we didn't begin in these. We were chosen in him before creation of the world. My dad would only be 95 years old, so creation of the world, wait for him. Hallelujah. All right. In love, having predestinated us, predetermined, set the bounds, predetermined beforehand, us, where, Elder?
Us to adoption of sons
unto the adoption
through Jesus Christ.
Of sons unto through Jesus Christ.
To him, according to the good pleasure of the will of him.
Of the good pleasure of the will of him. Go ahead with 6.
To praise of glory of the grace.
The glory of what?
Of him.
Grace. Everyone that's saved. Eternally. From Adam all the way to the last. Are saved by grace. But that was not necessarily the dispensation or God's dealing with them. And grace was not necessarily the dispensation of God dealing with them. We have 7 dispensations of God dealing with his elect. Innocence, conscience, after they ate and knew they were naked. Consciousness, knowing and aware. Human government under Noah. Promise unto Abraham, God promised him that his posterity be blessed and all nations of the earth be blessed, would be blessed in him that is not us. Kingdom, which was put on hold because they rejected the king according to God. And then while the kingdom is on hold, there was a secret revealed unto one Saul of Tarsus. The mystery which had been kept secret and hidden before the foundation of the world, but now revealed. It contained truth for the grace church. No one knew it. Peter, James, John, and all of them. They did not know it because it was not given unto them. It was given unto the detrimental according to the flesh. The murderer according to the flesh. the Christ rejecter according to the flesh, Saul of Tarsus, who didn't even know that he belonged to the Lord. It was given unto him for the grace church. Truth never before revealed. Christ didn't reveal it in his walk in the earth. It wasn't given to the 12. It was given unto Paul and those apostles that labored with him and prophets that labored with him for the grace church, which is his body. You read that, Elder?
Yes.
His grace. In whom, verse 7.
In whom we have, let me go back. He favored us in the having been loved.
Having been loved.
In verse 7. In whom we have.
In whom we have.
The redemption.
You're not trying to get saved. You're not trying to get your sins forgiven. Yes, prayer. When we do wrong, Lord, help me, enable me. Amen. That's in order. But all your sins are having been forgiven. You certainly, Lord, help me. Help me to act like who I am. That's all you're doing. Ella, read verse 7 again.
In whom we have.
We have. Redemption.
The redemption through the blood of him.
Through the blood of him.
The forgiveness of trespasses.
Of trespasses.
According to the riches of the grace of him.
According to the richness of the grace of him. If all our sins had not been forgiven, we can forget it. God requires perfect righteousness, even the righteousness of only one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can't produce it. He paid our sin debt and transferred to us his righteousness. Amen. His righteousness. We are righteous only in him. All right. Now, there is a verse I want to deal with that the Christendom, the church world, denominations, and God's people reject the scriptures conveying that we were not everyone. We, a certain group, were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Most of the church world reject that. And one of the cardinal scriptures they go to show, supposedly, to teach that anybody that called on him can be saved. Amen. If you call on him and it's manifested that you are saved, it is because you already were saved. But before we go there, Ella, let's go to Hebrews first, before we go to John. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. I want to establish two things. I want to establish actualization by God's decree in eternity from manifestation, or what we see in the created entity of time. Hebrews 11 and 3 from the Interlinear Greek text, Elder.
Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 3, from the Interlinear Greek translation. Hebrews again, Hebrews 11 and verse 3. Amen. Verse 3.
By faith.
We understand
by faith the unseen principle that's given us of God. By faith, by trust, by believing, we understand, or better, being caused to believe. We understand.
To have been adjusted
or completed or finished. What?
The ages.
I looked the Greek word up. That's why I say completed and finished. The ages. To have been. Perfect indicative. Perfect tense is a completed action in eternity, and the result's coming right down to the present, whenever the present is. Completed, and the results of it, right down to whenever the present is. Completed the ages. The ages, all of them. Dinosaur, stone age, iron age, whatever age of the ages in the created entity of time. Whatever, reptilian age, whatever. All right?
By a saying of God.
The ages were created by a saying, one saying, singular, of God. That is actualization. All the ages were created by a saying of God. I know the King James say word of God, but that Greek word is rhemati, saying. If it were logos, that's the Greek word for word. Excuse me. By a saying of God and the ages. So if the ages were created, it stands to reason that everything in the age was also created. Just like the age was created. Everything had to be called into existence.
Amen.
Because it will come out of nothing. God called it into something. And age. And everything in it. That's what creation means. You got nothing. Then according to God, he speaks, and there's something according to what he has predetermined. The ages were created by a saying of God.
So of God, so as not out of things appearing.
So as not out of things appearing, that's manifestation. We have actualization, God said. And we see, that's manifestation. What we see around us, physicality, creation, manifestation, even the things we can't see, as some of us deal with in our jobs.
The thing being seen to have become.
So not out of the things being seen, the things appearing to have become. The things appearing did not come out of physicality or things being seen. It said it in the beginning, the ages were created by a saying. God said it. Our unlimited Father said it. Yes, he's unlimited. Unlimited. In these bodies, we are limited. But in Christ Jesus, where all creation abides, we also, like our Father, Spirit, are unlimited.
Amen.
You, no such thing as you getting tired of praising him. Life just is. It doesn't change. It is. Hallelujah. This is the way the changing is. I got my hair cut by my son last night, and I want to tell him, lose the gray. But it's too late. I'm 65 years old. Everything going to be great. Hallelujah. We have actualization in God said. The seeing does not bring a thing into existence. The saying, God spoke it into existence. The ages, everything in them, and everyone in them, every thought, every intent had to come from somewhere. We are not creators of thought as we think. The ages and everything in them, everyone in them, were created out of a saying of God. The things being seen did not come out. The things appearing did not come out of the things being seen. They come out of the saying. Actualization and the seeing is manifestation. Now set the guideline. Let's go to John 3:16. the church world adamantly opposes, and this is one of the verses they go to, or texts, they context they go to show that whosoever will can come and get saved. All they got to do is just believe. No. We, a specific group, we, not them, us, not they, were chosen in him before the foundation of creation of the world. All right. Elder, we're going to start at verse 14. Now, this comes from a document on our website under the subheading of comprehensive exegesis. And this is, I drew this explanation and enlightenment via the Holy Spirit, via our pastor, having meant I drew upon the exegesis that the Holy Spirit gave through pastor, and this document is on our website, comprehensive exegesis. All right, Ella, we're going to start reading at verse 14. You know it. Read the King James first, Ella. John 3, verse 14. And ultimately, I want to get to verse 16. For God so loved the world. All right, read, Ella.
John chapter 3.
Verse 14.
First from the
King James, Ella.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
All right, now from the interlinear Greek text.
The interlinear Greek.
Mm-hmm.
John 3, 14 Greek. Mm-hmm. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert.
Just as Moses lifted up. Lifted up is an aorist indicative. In actualization. Manifestation must follow actualization. What we see, what we experience, what's going on has to be within the realm of God said or God's eternal decree or actualization, even the ages, all of them and everything in them.
Amen.
It's an aorist indicative. It's a completed fact. And I looked it up again. I'm a looker-upper. A fact is a thing, from the Latin word factum, means a thing that's done. Finished. Kaput. This is an aorist indicative, Moses lifting up the serpent, the brass serpent in the wilderness. From those who had murmured against God and Moses, the Lord sent fiery serpents in their midst, and he was biting them, and they were dying in droves. And the Lord told Moses, make a brass serpent, put it on a pole, lift it high above the camp, and whosoever look upon it shall be. And I guarantee you that shall be having been. Because nothing manifests, that's why I went to Hebrews, except what has been actualized. You can't get in an accident in your car unless God has predetermined it. That is why I went to the detrimental things, more detrimental, the saints not being delivered in the lions, in the arenas, from the lions. But yet Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were. Paul not being delivered from being beheaded. He didn't kill nobody after the saints.
Glory, yeah.
But Daniel was delivered. Praise God. All right, Ella. Being lifted up or lifting up the serpent was according to God's actualized decree. Everything is control of God. Everything that manifests is according to God. What he has determined, what he has done. We're not doing nothing but responding according to his will and purpose for us individually or collectively. Guess what? In Washington also. Read, Ella.
So to be lifted up, it beholds the Son of Man.
So to be lifted up, aorist infinitive passive voice. Christ had to in manifestation, even being God. God is righteous. He's perfect. He cannot lie. He is true to his own will. Christ in manifestation had to be lifted up according to the eternal decree and design and purpose of God. The serpent was lifted up. Whoever looked upon him was healed according to God. Everybody didn't look according to God. God has set the boundaries in eternity. Time is just manifestation or showing what the Lord has eternally predetermined. Read, Ellen.
That everyone believing in him may have life eternal.
Stop. That everyone, and this is where Christendom go to, King James, read that from the King James, Ellen. Read it from the King James. But either way is not adequate.
Verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him,
should not perish,
but have eternal life.
Eternal life. That is a subordinating conjunction. The next word is each and every. It's anotheros, according to the Greek grammar. Anotheros means a word or group of words that is not preceded by a definite article. So then, the translation would be just like in Ephesians 1 and 3. Each and every blessing spiritual in the heavens in Christ. And it's singular. Each and every. That each and every, next word is believing, is in the present tense. Each and every believing is singular. It's not plural. God deals with us individually, first as well as collectively, but individually. According to our salvation, he is my Savior. Now you say the same. He is mine. Praise God. All right, Elder. That each and every believing, what?
Believing in him may have life eternal.
Everybody don't believe in him. May have. That's an aorist subjunctive. May have. Having had. If it's not decreed in eternity by God through a saying, it's not going to manifest in time. So the one manifesting believing, it was first decreed by God in eternity. Aorist subjunctive in the middle voice.
Glory to God.
The subject, God, acting upon himself. Amen. Causing those that believe to believe. May have, having had. You're not going to have unless God has ordained it. You can get wet 1,000 times. By any preacher that want to call a name over you. If God has not chosen you, you just wept. Wept without salvation. But again, that's God's process of causing his children to come to know him. That's not the inception or the beginning of your salvation. We were chosen in him before. All right, Elder, read on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For thus
love
God.
All right. Thus meaning that which went before, or in this manner, that which follows after. For thus loved God. What?
The world.
The world. The world of each and every. Each and every of a kind. Those believing. Thus loved God the world. Of each and every of a kind. If I say everybody stand up, am I talking about everybody in Michigan, everybody in Ferndale, or everybody in this assembly? I'm speaking to everybody in this assembly, if I'm coherent. Not everybody without inclusion.
Glory.
For thus Love, aorist indicative, completed fact. Thus loved God what?
The world
of those he loved. Each and every of a kind that are in the world, but not of the world. And I'm going to hurry up so I can prove that scripturally. I'm going to read it to you. All right, Ella, read on.
So as the Son,
so as
the only begotten, he gave, that everyone believing in him.
He gave, heirs tense. He gave him. That just wasn't the beginning of Christ dying on the cross. That was finished in eternity. Even Revelation 13:8 say the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. All right, read on, Ella.
So that everyone believing in him.
That each and every, there it is again, that term again, anatheros without a definite article and a singular, therefore is translated each and every of a kind. Everyone or each and every believing in him.
May not perish.
May not.
But may have life eternal.
May not having not perish, but have life eternal. Keep reading, Elder.
17. For not sent God the Son into the world that he might judge the world.
Again, aorist indicative, already completed, actualization in eternity by God's decree, as opposed to manifestation in time.
Amen.
You were chosen in Christ in God's decree, actualization, that is. Your salvation, you loving him, praising him, getting baptized, whatever, that is manifestation in time. It didn't change anything. It only spoke according to God who you were. I don't care how many tongues you spoke in. It could have been 12. You were already his. Read, Ella.
But that might be saved
might,
the world through him.
Might be having been judged. He came not that the world might not having been judged according to eternal decree. That might be having been saved according to eternal decree. Again, an aorist tense. In the subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is a probability how and to whom it manifests in time. But in time, manifestation, that's why I went through all this, to show that manifestation has to follow actualization by God's decree in eternity. No other way. No other way. If you didn't get that job you've been studying for and trying to get, and laboring and even scheming to get, if you didn't get it, it's according to God. I'm not going to mention me not getting my Bible. I'm not going to mention it. Didn't get it. Thousands of dollars. Didn't get it. According to God. Read on, Elder.
18. Thus, believing in him,
the believing in him
is not judged.
Is not judged. Passive voice. Indicative mood. Passive voice. Passive voice means it's done to you. It's done unto you. You didn't do it. That would be the active voice if you did it. This is the passive voice. A fact in the passive voice. A fact that you didn't complete. You didn't do it. Indicative mood. Go ahead, Ella.
The not believing already has been judged.
The not believing, oh my God. Perfect indicative. Perfect tense, a completed action in eternity. With results coming right down to the present. The not believing were also ordained of God not to believe. You wait till I get back to Thessalonians if you think there's something. Where God calls them to believe a lie. And calls us to believe, as we just read, the truth.
Amen. Yes.
Read on, Elder.
Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Read on.
Verse 19. And this is the judgment,
this is the judgment,
that the light has come
light has
into
come.
The world.
Light came into the world. you know, this world that whosoever, light came into it, and what?
And love men rather, rather the darkness
and men
than the light.
The darkness rather than the light, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that came into the world. Don't there seem like a separation here somewhere? Some love the darkness. Others were called, passive voice, to love the light that came. Look to him. Read Ella.
For one of them evil the worst. Verse 20. For everyone evil things doing hates the light.
Hates the light. Uh-huh.
And does not come to the light. Lest if is a reproof the works of him.
The works of him.
But
when we mess around and the Lord put a stumbling block in our way, we run to him. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Please help me, Lord. I change ways, Lord. Call me to walk before you. Calling on him. All right, Ella, real quick. John 17. John 17 started at verse 5, and I'll call the verses out to you. I'm watching the clock. I got about 5 more minutes. John 17, turn there with me. Beginning verse 5.
John 17. Verse 5.
All right. Go ahead. Begin reading, John. Elder. I'll get there.
And now glorify me, thou Father.
This is a prayer of the Lord.
With thyself. With the glory which I had before the world to be with thee.
Go ahead and read it from the King James so we can go through it.
John 17:5.
Yes. No, read 6. Start at 6 now.
John 17:5 and the...
No, go ahead, verse 6.
Verse 6.
I
have manifested thy name.
Read freely, Elder.
Unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word.
Verse 9, Elder.
Verse 9.
Watch this. Brace yourself.
I pray for them. I pray not for the world.
Oh, my God. How'd that get there? I pray not for the world. This whosoever will, that the translators translated that erringly. No. I'm not praying for the world, the Lord said. But who is he praying for, Elder? Finish that verse.
I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, but they are thine.
They are thine. All right. Now verse 12, Elder.
Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
Verse 14.
I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
This is not your home. Your continuance is not here. Even the new earth is not our actual abode, even though we have access everywhere in creation, but it's not our abiding position. We are members of Christ's body. Verse 15 and 16, and we're down. If you've left it, that's all right, Ellen. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world. This is not your home. You are not them. And they are not you. Thank God we don't know who them and they are. Especially them. Because we would tell them if they get on our last nerve, I hope you burn. I won't say where. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Praise be Jesus. We have to look contextually and grammatically how the word world is used. And we have to exegete, according to the grammar, the context, go up a few, down a few, and according to the historical, the dispensation that we are in. We are in the grace dispensation. If you, even a child of God, the world hardly cares, hardly, unless they're trying to prove Christianity wrong. If you do not rightly divide this Bible according to dispensations and covenantal arrangements, you at best will be confused. Saved all the world, listen to me, saved but con, and in some cases totally confused of who you are and what your end is. Saints, you are not trying to make it in climbing up the rough side of the mountain. We were, as I thought one time, we were chosen in him before the foundation or creation of the world, being holy or separated and without blemish or blame before the one whom it counts, God our Father, even Christ, in love, not begrudging. God bless you.